Swedish journalist declares soy boys are the future. By Chris Tomlinson on May 28, 2020. Soy boys, who by stereotype are effeminate, feminist, and antithetical to traditional patriarchal men, are the future and have a role to play in society, a Swedish newspaper has declared. Swedish journalist Jenny Wenberg claimed that toxic macho masculinity has only given Sweden shootings. Boys who underperform in school, a gender-segregated labor market, and men who discriminate against women and beat them. In an opinion article for the newspaper often blotted entitled Soy Boys Are the Future, Wenberg went on to add that right-wing extremists were the primary advocates of the so-called macho man. She remarked, "It has also given us leaders like Donald Trump and movements like incel. That is, women-hating men who live in what they themselves call involuntary celibacy." While dismissing claims that soy milk and soy product consumption raise estrogen levels in men, Wenberg cited University of Stockholm data claiming that changing norms in young men in Sweden has reduced levels of crime overall, saying, "The crime of younger men has diminished and is now approaching that of women." She went on to acknowledge that gun crime in Sweden has increased in recent years, saying that firearms violence only affects a small group of the population. According to a report released in September of last year, the overwhelming number of shooting suspects in the southern city of Malmö were from migrant backgrounds. Another report released by broadcaster SVT also claimed that the vast majority of convicted rapists in cases where the victim did not know the attacker were also from migrant backgrounds. It is clear that the toxic masculinity that automatically means, among other things, repression of women and a glorification of aggressiveness has no future, Wenberg said. The fact that right-wing extremists created the soy boy as a model of thinking is therefore really excellent. Because even though he is hated by right-wing extremists, it is quite obvious that the soy boy, unlike the macho, has a role to play in society, she said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.